Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you know about Kyle's growth?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Guru back in town, back in the house, and we're talking about the 49ers quarterback situation.
Ooh.
It's very interesting. What would you do? You starting Mac Jones Sunday? I think I am.
There's no doubt. 100%.
The 49ers play Sunday against the Bucs, and then they play the Atlanta Falcons. And we're discussing what's going to go through Kyle Shanahan's mind, and how do you make this determination about who does quarterback? Mac Jones has been good. He's 3-0. Brock Purdy's quarterback, two games, he's 1-1, and he hasn't looked great, and he's got a toe injury. So how do you play it if you're Kyle Shanahan?
Simple. Again, there is Pops was in the Navy, Steiny, so I'm going rank. And right now, Brock Purdy is a quarterback that's taken us to two NFC championship games and the Super Bowl. I get the team's different, but he did that. You paid him, okay? And if he is hampered by this devastating injury that we call turf toe, let's slow play it. We already gave him 2 weeks off. He came back and he felt something. So we got a serviceable quarterback, backup quarterback that's won three games. Again, let's forget TV and sports talk radio. The smart thing to do is give him more than 2 weeks. That's why I was lobbying for four. Evan mentioned the IR, however you want to do it, but you got to give Brock more time than you gave him last. And Mac Jones would be my quarterback for the next few games, partner.
And I get that. And there's some people that I'm crazy about this conversation, but the reality is, if the more time you give Brock Purdy, the more the window opens for Mac Jones. Those are just facts. If Mac Jones continues to play well, he's going to put pressure on Kyle Shanahan to make that decision, or to make that decision when Purdy's healthy.
So you're not saying that would constitute Kyle saying Brock's better than Mac or vice versa. You're saying play the hot hand.
I'm saying
if they kept winning with Mac.
I'm saying Brock Purdy right now. I'm saying Kyle Shanahan probably is looking at Brock Purdy now saying Mac Jones is better. Because my guy can't run. My guy's not throwing the ball accurately. When Kyle deems that Purdy's healthy enough to be the quarterback that he's been, then I guess the decision is go back to Purdy, but if that decision doesn't come for 2 or 3 weeks and the 49ers are rolling, you know, you can't sit here and tell me that's going to be an easy decision. I don't think it is. Let's go to TC. TC's in Sacramento. How you doing, TC?
Hey, Sonny and Guru, what's up?
Hey, you got it.
Hey, so what? I'm going with Mac Jones, but hey, I'm gonna be honest, right? So I'm gonna come with a respect level, and I'm gonna come with. So when I come with the respect level of Kyle Shanahan, I would respect Kyle Shanahan more if he would have stood on business and got the guy in Mac Jones who he wanted, regardless of who, whatever everybody want to say. All he didn't, he would get. He wanted Mac, bro. If for some reason he didn't take him. So I would have respected him more as a man if he would have did that. He would have had his guy, and we probably already would have won a Super Bowl already, right? So he should have stood on that. Second of all, Niner fans and media, we can't overlook. Did we forget that this is the guy that he wanted? So we can't, just because it's Brock, we can't keep overlooking that situation. Bro, the only thing that's holding Kyle back from not saying Mac is our starter moving forward, which he might say, right? Because he might have to put it, he might have to put his pen to paper. It's a $50 million, bro, that contract. That's the only thing saving Brock right now, bro. If it wasn't for that contract, he would have been came out and said, Mac Jones is our starter. And I'm not even a Mac guy. I was one of the main guys calling y'all show talking about, he better not pick Mac Jones at three. We traded up to pick Mac Jones. It got to be Justin Fields. It got to be Trey Lance, or it got to be a tackle. Not Mac Jones. Well, I was wrong. Mac Jones is a cool quarterback, bro, and that's Kyle's guy. So Niners media and fans, please don't forget that or overlook that, bro. That's all I got, Goon Steiny.
Thanks, TC. Appreciate the call.
How much do you believe that was Kyle's guy? I thought I believed it, but if it was, Donnie, why didn't he go get him?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if Kyle Shanahan's got say over the 53-man roster.
Which he does.
If he wanted him, why didn't he take him? If he got talked out of it, he got talked out of it. And now here we are 4 or 5 years later, and Mac Jones is on the team. I will say this, that if Kyle Shanahan really did want Mac Jones at three, or really liked Mac Jones and went in a different direction,
and what we're talking about has some legs.
Yeah.
Also say this, kudos to Kyle again. Steiny, you don't go get Mac Jones. Where are you at in the three games that Mac quarterbacked with Brandon Allen? Like, no shade at him. But I got to believe you don't beat the car. You know what I mean? Like, just this season could be already lightweight ruined had he not had the foresight to go get Mac.
Yeah.
That's just a fact.
Let's go to Austin. Austin's in the Bay. What's going on, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. What's up with you guys?
Hey. Austin.
Hey, I just want to say this, man. All right. I like Shanahan last weekend against the Rams. He finally showed some type of excitement after offense doing good. I like that, but I called about Matt Jones, man. Hey, Matt Jones is a good quarterback in Indiana. Like I said before, you know, he went to the playoffs, living under Tom Brady expectation as a legend. That's too much to take up. But now he's on the Niners. And, boy, if he ain't looking so sweet. When do that Brock Purdy contract kick in? Next year?
Yep.
If it kicks in next year, can we trade him? Can we trade him? Or can we trade Matt Jones? Either one of them, trade him to Cincinnati, go get number 91 on defense or something, because as of right now, Matt Jones is running the show. And I don't want to see Brock Purdy. We got to look at it at this too. Like, one more thing, got to look at this. Since Alex Smith went to the Super Bowl, injury happened. Kaepernick came, took his place. We got all these Super Bowl quarterbacks. Jimmy G, Super Bowl quarterback, who came and took his place. Brock Purdy, Super Bowl quarterback. Look at Matt Jones. All these injuries giving people opportunities. What are we going to do? We go roll with the high hand, or are we going to go back to Brock Purdy?
Well, that's the question, and, Austin. Appreciate the call. That's the question of the moment.
Yeah, I just – that contract means something, doesn't it, Steiny? It's almost like you break up with somebody, you go get married, and then the ex, you go back. They put a ring on his fingers, Donnie. And there was a reason they did that. They fell in love.
Well, they fell in love with Jimmy Garoppolo, too.
But then he, year after year, got hurt and seasons were done when Purdy's he had high hurt ankle now. Sprain.
I mean, here's the thing that I think, and I'm not saying you're saying it. The idea that there's something crazy couldn't happen to me is ridiculous.
Well,
of course, something crazy could happen.
All right.
We've seen quarterbacks come out of nowhere. And you know what? Maybe Mac Jones has another month of good football in him, and then the tape gets out, and he's not as effective.
But I got to say this, and I mean it. Had Brock played that Jacksonville game and threw, let's just say, two touchdowns, one interception, 279 yards, and they win the game going away, none of this is happening. But I guess because he was so bad in his mechanics, decision-making with the two interceptions, how symbolic was it was that Armstead knocked the ball out of his hands as they had a chance to win. Stoney, I do wonder, because it ended that way and it was that ugly, because that's what it was. He would tell you, Brock would, like, that's feeding this beast that I don't believe exists, but I've learned my lesson in sports. Anything's possible.
How good's Brock been the last year and two games?
Not as good as he was the first 2 years. How about that? And I know I said the other day, last time we were together Friday, you're cooking the books, when you gave me a stat from 2024 Christmas. I believe that's when it was, and I get that. But it didn't stop them from offering him a contract. But, you know.
Just because you get a contract doesn't mean your position is safe. It shouldn't, right? I mean, if he's getting beat out, he's getting beat out. If he's hurt, we got to play Mac Jones. The other thing is, if Kyle Shanahan ever thinks that Mac Jones is a better quarterback than Brock Purdy, then he's got to make the appropriate coaching moves in spite of the contract. Now, there is where I don't think we're even close, but at some point in the next week, two, three, or four, Kyle Shanahan is going to have, I think, a difficult decision to make, unless Mac Jones is really bad on Sunday. But again, and I've always said this, I don't think Kyle Shanahan puts his quarterbacks in position to look horrible.
Oh, man.
So I don't know how it's going to play out. Let's go to JJ. JJ's in San Jose. Hey, JJ, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to take a victory lap, because I believe I had Mac Jones coming through for my call back a few weeks back, and I said that Mac Jones was going to hold it down, because he's just, you know, as I'm sure he, you know, as a backup, all he really has to do is just not make mistakes, which quite frankly has been Purdy's biggest issue.
Yeah.
He's making more mistakes than Mac Jones. I don't think Mac Jones has performed so grandiose to where he's an automatically better quarterback. It just seems that way, because he's not turning the ball over like as much as Purdy has, and it's making it seem like there's some kind of quarterback competition. But I mean, under Mac Jones, they're only averaging like 20 points a game or 20 some points a game. He's just not making the decisions to get you beat. If anything, as much as we want to give Mac Jones the credit, I think that Sala and the defense has been the one that's coming through to allow this discussion to even grow. Because if Mac Jones has played the way he's been playing, but the defense doesn't hold it down, I don't think we're having this discussion as to is Mac Jones going to be the guy. Because 49er fans, as much as we've seen these past few years, they're, you know, Guru's favorite word, they're fickle. So if Mac Jones gets his butt handed to him on Sunday, bet people are going to be like, oh, I don't know. So I think Mac Jones is just, he's doing good enough to not get you beat. And Purdy, on the other hand, has been trying to be Superman. If Purdy ever plays this if he comes up and has to play next week or so, all he has to do is be check down Charlie, and I bet you that the Niners will still be on the roll that they'll be. Maybe a couple of throws here and there, because that's really all that Mac Jones has been doing. So it's on Sunday. If Mac Jones comes through and he ends up balling, you know, three touchdowns, 300 yards, then we got a conversation. But until then, it's he's the backup until Purdy comes. And let's say Purdy throws more interceptions, then the conversation is for real.
Got you. Thanks, JJ. Appreciate the call.
And I'll go ahead.
Super chat from G on the YouTube chat. No excuses for Purdy when he gets back healthy, because Mac is doing it with the backups now.
So what if Mac gets Kittle back, you know? And the reason I just bring that up is those are reinforcements, you know? He hadn't even, you know, he's going to the lab right now without that weapon, 85. So imagine if that makes him look better and his job easier, then, you know, he's going to look greater. Then what are we talking about? You know? So,
well, the other thing is when I look at Mac Jones is right now he's right in that backup sweet spot window. And the thing I always think about with backup quarterbacks is, can they get you over the hump for three or four games? And Mac Jones has gotten the 49ers over the hump in the three games that he quarterbacked. And he's going to go up against Tampa Bay probably on Sunday. If he wins, he's going to be 4-0. If he loses, he's still 3-1. So he has done exactly what you want a backup quarterback to do with your starter out. And now the question just becomes, if Purdy's healthy after Sunday, he probably goes back in because Mac Jones is a backup and he did his job, and now Purdy's back and getting ready to be the starter again.
Then what does that make the first 90 minutes of our show? Like, I think that's the way it's going to go, but what?
Well, then Purdy's got to play well, yeah,
but
you know. So
but first, he's got to play.
Yeah,
and if you're really truly blaming or putting that Jacksonville bad performance by Brock, if that's on the toe, you can't afford to do that for you and your team and Brock just because of what Mac's done. So now it's just about, hey, sit down. Your job's not in jeopardy. Take time. And if it doesn't get right, at least we can look ourselves in the mirror and say we gave you time to get healthy. It's just not working.
Let's go to DJ Gravy in Richmond. What's up, DJ?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I just want to make just a quick point. So I'm just going to answer you guys' question. You said Mac or Purdy. I'm one of the fans that's going to pick Mac. For just a couple simple reasons, but I'll just say one simple point. I like that Mac is taller and that his balls could go over the line and not get tipped as much as Purdy. I mean, I know Purdy is a good scrambler. There are some good qualities about Purdy, but being able to see over that line is a big reason why I feel Kyle Shanahan can coach the game a lot different. And from the positives that we've seen, the way that Mac was getting that ball out, that's just a big point of mine. So thanks for taking my calls, guys. Have a good one.
All right, I appreciate you, DJ.
Yeah.
So remember, I was Mac Jones.
Yeah, but I was on that train last year. Stoney, how many balls does Purdy get batted down? And then we come to find out he was in the middle of the pack. It felt different, you know. But, I mean, man, they're 4-1. They're going to play another 4-1 team, Stoney, that just kind of had their – you know, good fortune in regard to pulling out games. But if somehow Mac Jones takes this thing to 4-0, because that's why I said the two scoreboards, and they're 5-1, you know, I'm sitting here yapping thinking there's nothing to see here. But I do wonder, I mean, where this thing is going or where it could possibly go in regard to how Kyle's feeling about the job Mac's doing.
Hey, you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 6 matchup between the 49ers and the Buccaneers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. What's the word you would use to describe what's going on with the 49ers quarterback situation if it's not a controversy? Is there another word for it?
Intrigue.
Yeah.
I am very intrigued, Stoney. And my last thing, and I'm playing this card because I want to know from you, and you kind of told me. If we went back to the draft, the day before that draft, who was the better quarterback? Brock Purdy, who you never heard of, or Mac Jones, Stoney?
I mean, it's got to be Mac Jones.
And there's nobody that was saying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Andy, so when you just go from that point and erase New England and all these Matt Patricia and all these bums that Mac Jones has had as an offensive coordinator, isn't Mac showing you, or is he on a tour right now of, yeah, this is what I can do when I got competent guys. I got a Jedi calling plays, and look how I look. This shouldn't be a surprise.
But pro quarterbacking is different than college. In other words, to me, just because you have a better college career doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a better pro quarterback.
Yeah, and I brought that up for gifts, though.
Well, Brock Purdy may be a better pro quarterback than Mac Jones because he's more durable and he throws an accurate ball underneath, and Mac Jones doesn't have a lot of mobility. So maybe over time we'd find out that, you know, Brock Purdy is better than Mac Jones. But I'll tell you right now, and I think this is the part that Kyle Shanahan's got to figure out week to week, is if, you know, Mac Jones is a better quarterback than Brock Purdy with turf toe. And so you got to get Brock Purdy right somehow. Mm. This is Brian Baldinger. He was on with the Morning Roast talking about what's going on with the quarterback situation in San Francisco.
Now, Brock's the starter, but, I mean, does anybody have a better backup quarterback in this league than what Mac Jones is doing? I mean, he's won two out of the three games. He's won at the very end. That performance yesterday might have been the best of his entire career. And so he'll be in a free agent carousel next year, you know, whatever. But, I mean, if I was the 49ers, I'd just lock him up right now. Like, he can start, he can win games, he can win division games, overtime games. Like, that performance yesterday, there might be a quarterback controversy as good as he was.
Wow. That was Brian Baldinger. Listen to the first part.
All right.
Brock's the starter, but, I mean, does anybody have a better backup quarterback?
Brock's the starter, but.
Right.
Brock's the starter, but.
And that's why I guess I just went back to the origin of, I get what you're saying just because you were a college quarterback, but at the end of the day, he's a taller quarterback. He has a stronger arm. And right now he's taking Mac Jones, that is, every advantage of working with one of the best offensive minds in the game right now. And lo and behold, he's 3-0 on the cusp of going 4-0. And Baldy played the game. He studies the game. It's just at this point to me, Stoney, if we keep seeing continued success from Mac Jones, I don't want to say ego, but what about the part of Kyle and John that invested so much into Brock? Because we've seen it with, and
well,
it was different.
They used to have an egg on their face.
Yeah, we've seen it
they
with.
They had it with Mooney.
But with Moody. Yeah, how long did
they had it
how
with
many?
Trey Lance.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So they've been in this situation before. It's just a matter of how they're going to handle it this time. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, they play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday. And it's a battle between 4-1 teams. And it looks like Mac Jones is going to be the starter. But the question becomes, how does this thing get handled the rest of the year? And I got two questions for you. If you were Kyle Shanahan, how would you handle the situation? And then secondly, if you put truth serum into Kyle Shanahan, what do you think he's thinking is going to determine who he uses moving forward? Is it just going to be whether Brock Purdy is healthy? Could there possibly be a scenario where Brock Purdy says he's healthy, but Mac Jones doesn't get supplanted? I mean, I think we're not in a controversy here, but we got to figure out how the rest of this year may or may not play out. 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we got Ted Wynn. He's a senior writer for The Athletic, covers the NFL. Seth Curry will join us, Warrior guard, sometime between 1:30 and 2:30. So that's Ted Wynn, senior writer from The Atlantic, and then Seth Curry, the newest member of the Golden State Warriors. He will join us between 1:30 and 2:30, and if he pops on at 1:50, it means he'll join Guru and I with Dibley and Willard on the crossover, so don't go anywhere. And while you're listening, head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru. All you got to do is search 957, and while you're there, download and subscribe for all your great content at 957 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.